Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Your personal data may be about to get a little less personal. Last week, the Senate passed the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, or CISA. We haven't yet sorted out that acronym. But the bill's stated purpose is to prevent cyber attacks. Critics say it goes too far when it comes to sharing consumer information. So here to talk about it is Hiawatha Bray, tech writer for the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, good to see you in the studio.
Good to be here.
Okay, so what exactly is in this bill?
Well, some people call it CISA because they think the government is trying to CISA your data. Sorry, couldn't resist that. But here's the deal. It is not about seizing your personal data. The problem is that the way the bill is designed, people think that it could end up being about that. The theory behind it is actually not very new. It's the idea that when you are a company or an organization that's been exposed to cyber attack, you ought to share the files that have been involved in the attack with security experts from a wide variety of fields to other companies, the U.S. government, other people who can look at this data and try to use it as a way of figuring out how the attack worked and how to keep other people from doing it and maybe who was behind it. There is nothing new about this. There are a host of organizations, including the government, that already do stuff like that.
Then why do I still have a bad feeling about all this?
Because in this particular case, this legislation is designed to streamline the process, and the really core problem is that there is a passage about what you do about the personal identifiable information about potentially millions of people that will be in this data.
Certainly, and there's a privacy clause. I mean, that particular privacy clause?
Well, it's in there, and what it says is basically you are supposed to delete personally identifiable information that you know has no connection, no bearing on the investigation of the problem. But, of course, the problem is that if you're a company that's been hacked, how do you know which information has a bearing on the investigation? You don't. So the logical thing to do is to say, I don't know whether this has a bearing on it, so I'm going to give it over to the government. That's what everybody is worried about. If you do not know for certain that a person's name, address, phone number could have some bearing in the investigation, you're supposed to hand it over.
Okay, so but why didn't they just go with a simpler solution, which is automatic elimination of all the personal information?
That's what Senator Ron Wyden in Oregon wanted them to do. He put forward an amendment that would have solved the problem. Very simply said, just remove all personally identifiable information. Security experts that I've talked to and other people who have talked to them say you don't really need that information to do the proper investigation anyway. But the amendment failed. And so the law is still written, at least the version that passed through the Senate, is still written so that companies can give over your personal information to the government. And this information would indeed go to seven different federal agencies, including the Office of National Intelligence, which includes the CIA and the NSA. And that's got a lot of people concerned.
Okay. Well, so this is really interesting, Hiawatha, because when you wrote about this new bill, you talked to Bruce Schneier at the Berkman Center. And, I mean, he's very, very concerned about cybersecurity and security issues overall. But he told you maybe that this bill could help prevent the next attack. And it's about, as you wrote, it's learning about from the present to protect the future. He doesn't seem as worried as I thought he would be.
No, he's quite worried. He signed a letter calling for the changes that I'm talking about to be made in the bill. He is opposed to the idea of the bill allowing personal information to be shared.
But not the data sharing.
Right, exactly. This is the point I'm getting at. Data sharing, per se, everyone agrees it's a good idea. Schneier is one of them. He's saying that by learning how these attacks are done, by looking at all the data involved in each attack, you can build this sort of a portfolio where you can figure out, here's the kind of attack this was, here's the kind of attack that was, here's how you guard against it. Everybody agrees that's a good idea. But you shouldn't include people's personal data in that. You should wipe all that out. And Schneier is one of a whole horde of security experts who have looked at this and said that change should have been in the bill. And it wasn't.
Mm. Let me ask you, Hiawatha. I mean, when you wrote about this, you wrote that several years ago, you probably wouldn't be as concerned about privacy issues as you are now post Edward Snowden and the NSA. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we are in the post Snowden era. I mean, is there any possibility that the government itself, since they're aware of that, may actually resist the temptation?
I don't know. I just wonder about stuff like that. I think we are in a period right now where Americans in general are becoming much more cynical about the motives of government. Once upon a time, they'd have looked at this bill and they'd have said, it's no big deal. They're not going to abuse the power. And I honestly don't think the people writing this bill plan to abuse the power. But you look at stuff that goes on in every direction, like, I don't know, the IRS snooping into the records of people who support the Tea Party and all kinds of things that happen that make people think, you know, whenever these people see a loophole in the law that lets them invade our privacy, sooner or later, they use it. And that's what a lot of Americans are looking at, and it's making people very cynical, I think. Mm. And that's why people are a lot, you know, not at all prepared to accept this. And there is still a move afoot, hoping that when this bill goes to a House Senate committee to try to work, because the House has passed a similar piece of legislation, there is some hope that maybe some changes may yet be made in it to see if this problem can be solved.
Last question for you, Hiawatha, because, you know, as a general rule, I'm pretty pro-privacy mm-hmm. myself. But on the other hand, there have been so many cyber attacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, the high-profile ones seem to come every week, if not every month. Certainly some sort of unified or more unified approach to protecting our data or going or increasing cybersecurity is absolutely necessary.
I don't think anybody doubts that. But one of the things that we have to do in order to protect ourselves is to maximize our privacy, because much of the most valuable information that people want to steal is personal information. When you think about the fact that the U.S. government's Office of Personnel Management had 22 million records stolen from it, one of the worst cyber thefts of all time. Now, there's the possibility that this information is going to be given to 7 different federal agencies. That's like 7 different chances for right. somebody to steal it. The best way to keep that from happening is to limit how much personal information is stored elsewhere.
Well, Hiawatha Bray is technology writer for the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly to talk about all things tech, walking us through the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act currently pending in Congress. Hiawatha, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, stick with us. When we come back, we'll talk about whether or not Spotlight is a great movie in the genre of newspaper films. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.